This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The owners of the closed Return to Nature funeral home in southern Colorado now face federal fraud charges. John and Carrie Hallford were indicted by a federal grand jury last week and were arrested in El Paso County Sunday on the new charges. The couple is charged with taking thousands in customer money for burials and cremations, but not performing the promised services. They had been free on bond while awaiting trial on hundreds of counts in state court. The building where they stored the bodies is scheduled for demolition beginning today. The family of a man who died on I-25 after being tased by a Larimer County sheriff's deputy is suing the county. They say their son's death was preventable. Brent Thompson died after running from deputies during a traffic stop. He ran onto the highway where deputies tased him. Thompson fell into oncoming traffic and was killed by an SUV. His mother, Karen K. Thompson, hopes the lawsuit improves training for law enforcement.
Well, I think number one, maybe not tase someone in the middle of an interstate. That might be should be in the training manual.
The Larimer County District Attorney decided to not file charges against the deputy in Thompson's death. Some of the best amateur boxers in the world are in Pueblo this week for the U.S. Boxing International Invitational. The competition features many boxers who are expected to appear in this year's Summer Olympic Games in Paris. They include American boxers Joshua Edwards, Jennifer Lozano, and Amari Jones. More than 120 boxers from 17 countries are attending. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Colorado Springs today, high fire danger.